Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The death toll in the Moscow concert hall attack has risen to at least 93. We understand another 180 were injured in that mass shooting. The attackers stormed the venue on Friday night and opened fire. Russian police say they've now arrested 11 people, including four that they say were directly involved in the attack. An ISIL-linked group has claimed responsibility. Well, meanwhile, the White House says that all Americans have been advised to avoid major gatherings in the Russian capital. Earlier this month, the U.S. Embassy in Moscow had warned of the possibility of an attack. The U.N. Secretary General is currently visiting Egypt's border with Gaza to reiterate his call for a humanitarian ceasefire. Antonio Guterres arrived in Rafah on the Egyptian side just a short while ago. He's expected to be meeting with UN aid workers there. The crossing, as we know, is a key route for supplies entering Gaza, where 2.3 million people are facing famine. Israel is saying it will launch a ground offensive there despite international condemnation. Well, the latest U.S. budget approved by the Senate includes a year-long ban on funding for the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA. Israel says 12 of its employees took part in the October 7th attacks. The ban is part of a $1.2 trillion budget to avoid a partial government shutdown. The U.S. is the agency's biggest donor. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council is due to vote in the coming days on another draft resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. This text is reportedly more strongly worded than the one that failed to pass on Friday. Russia, China and Algeria voted against that US-drafted measure, which recognized the need for a ceasefire. Well, multiple Ukrainian drone strikes have hit Russia's bordering Belgorod region, killing two people and injuring at least seven. Residential buildings were damaged in the attack. A separate drone strike in the Samara region caused a fire at a major oil refinery. No casualties were reported there. These attacks come just a day after Russia launched a massive air assault on Ukrainian energy infrastructure. China's Coast Guard has fired water cannon at a Philippine supply vessel in the South China Sea. The Philippine military says the vessel was damaged, but no casualties have been reported. The incident happened near the Second Thomas Shoal, a disputed reef controlled by Manila, but also claimed by China, Taiwan and Vietnam. A series of incidents has taken place between Chinese and Philippine vessels over recent months.
On the Inside Story podcast, we're discussing Antony Blinken's sixth trip to the Middle East since Israel began its war on Gaza. What has the US Secretary of State to offer this time round? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.